Welcome to the good, the bad, and the yummy, where I share one thing I'm loving, one thing I'm not, and one super simple recipe. Let's go. Welcome. You're on air with Ella, where we share simple strategies and tips for living a little better every day. If you're interested in mindset and wellness, or healthy habits and relationships, or hormone health, aging well, and eating well, honestly, if you're into just living better and with more energy, then you're in the right place. Welcome to real, honest, no fluff conversations about creating a better you. You'll hear interviews with experts and loads of conversations to help us take small steps toward a better version of ourselves. We're not here for perfect. We're here for a little better every day. Let's go. Hey, it's Ella. Welcome to the good, the bad, and the yummy. You know the drill. But today, I'm also going to add in a little bit of a life update. I have not been keeping you guys apprised of some things. I just drop things here and there, and then I don't follow up on them. I know that. Here I am. One of the reasons I don't do that is because I'm like, who cares? Like, you're here for the knowledge. You're here for the nutrients. You're here for how to make your life a little bit better every day. Do you really need to know about my avocado toast? Probably not. But I also have a parasocial relationship with you, and I would like to honor that today. So if we already know each other, stick around. There's a life update after the good, the bad, and the yummy. So here we go. Wait, we can't go yet. I need to tell you some housekeeping. So a couple things going on. One is I did an episode, maybe two episodes ago, with Yulia. And she was, of course, talking about facial exercises, face yoga, face massage, et cetera, all about natural beauty and lifting our faces naturally. And then I told you to look for the video. And then I didn't give you a video. I wanted to let you know that that was largely due to technical reasons, but to make up for it, Yulia and I did a 45-minute long video, and it is, we did an Instagram Live together, and that video replay is totally available for you. It's on my Instagram page, at On Air with Ella, and it's pinned to my reels. You know, there's a post page and there's a reels page. It is pinned to the top of my reels. And she goes through a lot of exercises there. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that if you're interested and if you feel like you got robbed. So thanks for your patience with that. Couple other things. I still want your feedback. So I put a link in the show notes to complete the listener survey. If you want a hand in designing our next season, then speak up. It will only take you a few minutes. That link, again, will be in the show notes right here in this app that you're listening to right now. Speaking of apps, did you know that the transcriptions for the episodes are available in the Apple Podcast app? So if you're listening in Apple Podcasts, or if you want transcripts, I recommend using the Apple Podcast app right now. But just you have to click on go to episode and you can see the transcript of the episode if that is helpful to you. Okay, that's just stuff I've been wanting to tell you for a minute. All right, let's jump into our good, bad, and yummy. And you know me, I kind of like to start with the bad so we can end with the good. And this isn't really a bad, it's just a meh. The good, the meh, and the yummy is what we should be calling this episode. What I want to start with is a review of my Oura ring. Now, you've heard me allude to this before if you're a longtime listener. I've had an Oura ring for several years now, and it's just one of those wearable health trackers that monitor sleep and activity and heart rate variability, etc. I have mixed reviews, and that's what I wanted to be honest with you about today. And I have so hesitated to talk about the Oura ring, even though several of you have asked me because you see me wearing it a lot. And yes, I wear it a lot, but I can't recommend them. I can't recommend them. That's the truth. I will get into some things I recommend instead, but I want to tell you a little bit about the pros and the cons. Okay, so the Oura ring tracks activity, sleep, and readiness. You get a readiness score. And it does provide detailed insights into sleep quality, including how long you spent in REM sleep and how long you were in deep sleep stages and that sort of thing, if that's useful data for you. The reason I appreciate it is because I am trying to track my heart rate variability, HRV, and that can offer insight into your general well-being, into your current stress levels, and into, you know, how hard you should be going at your day, really. And you want a high heart rate variability number, and I have sort of a low HRV number. And one of the reasons why is I am not breathing properly. Like, shouldn't this be something that came in the manufacturing? Like, why do I don't know how to breathe. I don't know about you. Do you ever have this? Do you ever find that you're sort of holding your breath as you're working? Not like, not like your face is all blown up holding your breath, but you're just not taking good or consistent breaths. Someone needs to teach me how to breathe. So yes, I'm doing the breathing meditations. I'm doing all of that. But my HRV score is helping me see where I am making progress or not. When I do these sort of breathing meditations while I'm walking, for example, or when I focus on my breathing at night, my HRV is better, which I find interesting. Also, the Oura Ring accurately-ish predicts your next period, and it supposedly alerts you 6 days before it starts based on the fluctuations in your body temperature. Now, I think period tracking apps are so much better that I only find this moderately useful. It is interesting to see the fluctuations in my body temperature, but I'm not doing anything with it. And that's one of my big critiques with the Oura Ring is unless you're doing something with the data, unless it's creating change, I'm not sure the awareness is all that interesting. So like I said, I am getting some benefit out of it. Is it worth the cost? I don't know. Just to give you some of the basics, I prefer a ring to a bracelet. You obviously have options. There are other competitors out there. Whoop is a wearable fitness tracker focusing on optimizing performance and recovery for athletes, per them. And that is a band that goes around your wrist. The Fitbit, you're probably familiar with, but same, goes around your wrist. There's the Apple Watch. The list goes on. I prefer not to wear a bracelet. Now, I do wear a Garmin watch. I wear a Garmin for training. I wear a Garmin when I am running, biking, or swimming. I do not consider the Oura Ring a fitness tracker at all. In fact, I will have some workouts, like basement workouts. That for me is lifting weights and stretching and doing bodyweight exercises. And my Oura Ring doesn't even pick it up. So I'm not relying on the Oura Ring to tell me about my triathlon training times. I use a Garmin for that. But I don't wear a tracker around my wrist unless I'm training. And I prefer just not to have a bunch of Bluetooth on me. So I'm really not a huge fan of wearing these Bluetooth devices for a long time. But you say the Oura Ring does emit electric and magnetic fields, EMFs, and you are correct because it connects to your phone via Bluetooth. But this is what I learned. I'm going to read this to you. The Oura Ring emits minimal electric and magnetic fields, EMFs, and allows you to enable airplane mode to limit contact even further. So yes, you can put your ring in airplane mode and it won't emit a signal. And then when you turn it back on, it will still have captured and can report the data that it was collecting. But this is the important part. The limit for specific absorption rate, which is SAR, for a device such as the Oura Ring is 2.0 watts per kilogram for head and body. And the Oura Ring SAR level is 0.0003. Okay. So the limit for devices like this, it's about 2.0, and the ring comes in at way, 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 way less than 0.25%, okay? The Bluetooth, by the way, is only active on the Oura Ring for short, short periods of time, so it's well below 1% of an actual day. The data is transmitted more continuously when the ring syncs with the app, and during like updates and stuff like that. But in other words, it's not frying your brain. It's not frying your wrist. It's not hurting you to be wearing the Oura Ring consistently. Okay. I like the way it looks. That's another pro. I actually like it. I don't know why. And now I've gotten to the point where I feel like I've forgotten something if I'm not wearing it. But let's talk about the bad and the meh. Okay. First of all, their customer service is horrendous. One of the worst customer service experiences I have ever had. I'm not going to bore you with the story, but it was so bad that I tried to share my thoughts about how bad it was in multiple locations. And I was bombarded with other people having the same experience. So this was after I ordered it, before it arrived, then once it arrived, and then after I owned it for a few months, they started charging $5.99 a month, so about $6 a month, which is about $72 a year, for the pleasure of using the app. And the ring means nothing without the app. Now, this is not exactly a buyer beware situation. It's not a secret that they charge for the app, but I was still really irritated by it because I had it free for a while and I got my husband one for Christmas. So we have two memberships. So this is costing us $12 a month, which is, you know, just under $150 a year for two rings and the app, plus the rings aren't cheap. So is it worth it? Is it worth it if you're not using the data? Is data awareness enough of a reason to have one of these? That's a question I think you have to ask before you decide whether you're getting one. By the way, if you have one, I would love to know what you love about it. Like, probably I could do better. Probably there's something here that I'm just not paying attention to that I could use that would be more applicable and more beneficial in my life. But that is my open and honest review for you about the Oura Ring. And I am not interested in representing Oura. No, I don't want an affiliate link. I don't want any of that. But I do have a discount. I will put a link in the notes. Again, I'm not promoting them, but it will be there if you want that $40 coupon. Okay, you're welcome. All right, for the good, I am sharing a nutrient-dense superfood with numerous potential health benefits. And I use the word superfood slightly tongue-in-cheek, but also I think I kind of mean it on this one. To be honest with you, there are so many benefits to this little powerhouse, spirulina, that I need you to know about it. Here's why. Now, don't gag, but it is algae. Okay, it's algae. It's blue or it's green, but it's freshwater algae. It's a plant. Algae sounds unflattering. Let's call it a plant. It is so chock full of nutrients and vitamins and macros. I want to share a few of them with you right now because some of you are gagging, and I get that. Spirulina, taste is not like top five factors in why I would consume it, but I have a hack for you. Let me share a little bit of the why, and then I'll share some of the how, okay? Let's talk about protein. Spirulina, of course, is 100% plant-based, right? It is an excellent source of complete high-quality protein that contains all of the essential amino acids. We have talked about amino acids before. This little tiny powerhouse contains all of them. The complete profile of amino acids. So that makes it a really valuable plant-based protein source for vegetarians and vegans and carnivores. But if you do not consume meat, then there's the risk that you are not getting enough amino acids, right? We talked all about that. I will link to that show if this is resonating with you at all. The protein in spirulina is highly digestible, and it has a net protein utilization rate of around 65%, which is better than most plant proteins. Just because it has protein doesn't mean you're absorbing the protein. But this, again, has a really high protein utilization rate, which is better than other plant proteins. Let's talk about fiber. Spirulina also contains a good amount of dietary fiber, which promotes, obviously, digestion and regular bowel movements, but also, and this is an overlooked quality in fiber, the fiber in spirulina may help regulate blood sugar levels by slowing the absorption of carbohydrates in general, but slowing the absorption of sugars and starches. So fiber is great in any meal, and especially one where you have starches and sugars present. But in general, just good for you. Let's talk vitamins and minerals. I'll keep this short because there are so many. It's like I'm reading the alphabet, but let me just hit you with this real quick. Spirulina is rich in B vitamins, such as B1, B2, B3, B6, which are really beneficial for energy, for nervous system function, etc. It also provides a good source of iron, which is obviously helpful for those who may be slightly lower in iron or who are seeking just a nice balance of iron and may not be good if you are seeking to avoid iron right now. So you need to know that it provides a pretty good source of iron. All right, it's also got copper, manganese, I can never say that. It's got vitamin E, vitamin A. And then finally, I'm mentioning a B vitamin again, but this is kind of big because B12 is really hard to obtain for vegans and vegetarians. And spirulina is a rare plant source of vitamin B12. Too long, didn't read? It is so nutrient dense. It has fiber. It has protein, it has vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, you get the idea. But, Ella, it tastes like grass. Ella, it tastes like someone scooped it up out of the bottom of a lake. Ella, it tastes disgusting. All right, I have good news for you. First of all, it takes so little spirulina to have benefit. Like half a teaspoon, one teaspoon is a nice dose of spirulina, but you don't even have to really taste it for two reasons. One is you can get green spirulina in tablet form. I have a brand that I like. I buy it. You can swallow these tiny tablets, like tiny, tiny, tiny little tablets. I chew them. I don't know if that's good or bad. Totally turns my teeth green, which I sort out immediately. Okay, we're not out here walking around with green teeth, but it does and it will. But you can swallow them. You don't have to be complicated like me. Then, great news, blue spirulina tastes more nutty than anything, and I like it. I think it's good. So if it's blue, I will mix it in yogurt and muesli, or I'll put it in my smoothie. If it's green, I'm going to take it in tablet form. But here's what I'm doing. Surprise, the yummy today is five super simple recipes that include spirulina. All right. So those will all be shared, but I'm going to just hit the highlights. Spirulina smoothie bowl, right? Expected. No big deal. Spirulina energy bites. This is a super easy way to sneak spirulina into a high fiber, high protein, good fats snack for you without an overwhelming flavor. But then, what about spirulina pesto? Spirulina pesto, I should say. That is all the usual ingredients, basil, garlic, pine nuts, olive oil, parmesan, but then 1 to 2 teaspoons of spirulina powder. And you get the most vibrant green pesto to toss with pasta or spread on sandwiches, whatever, whatever. My point is, it's not algae tasting. The strength of the pesto wins, okay? Finally, spirulina avocado toast. And that is, again, everything you would normally do. Mash up that avocado with lemon juice, salt, pepper, and a dash of spirulina powder. In essence, you can just use this as a tiny little dash to many, many, many different use cases, many different recipes, and sneak it into your diet if you're looking for a way to boost the nutrients that you are getting in a day. But smoothies, snacks, dips, you name it. Okay, I'll drop all of that into the show notes with instructions, but I'm going to throw in spirulina hummus, spirulina guacamole, salad dressing, deviled eggs. I'll put maybe 10 different options for you in the show notes for this show. Okay, so that's the first half of today's conversation. The good spirulina, the meh, Oura ring, mixed feelings, and then the yummy is lots of easy ways to sneak this algae into your diet. You're going to be glowing, trust me. Let me hear if you do anything with it. Okay, it's life update time. If we are just meeting for the first time, you don't care. You don't need to stick around. You're so welcome to, but please don't think that I think for one second that you need a life update from me. But I am going to talk a little bit about some injury recovery that might be interesting to four of you. So you guys heard me come on the air. It was for a year I had frozen shoulder adhesive capsulitis. A very prolific yet little discussed condition, as I found out. So frozen shoulder is exactly what it sounds like. We have talked about it before. If this is piquing your interest, of course, just check out the links to the other episodes that I will share in this one. But in short, your shoulder freezes. And this can freeze for 6 months, for 12 months, for 18 months. I know people who have had frozen shoulder for 2 years. Great. Grand. That really affected my ability to compete in triathlon, as you might imagine, last year. But it started to thaw at the beginning of the summer, and I was back kind of doing my thing by the end of the summer. Anyway, lo and behold, I qualified for USAT Nationals, USA Triathlon Nationals, which I'll be doing in Atlantic City in September. If anyone is anywhere near Atlantic City, please DM me so that I can see you and you can cheer me on and bring me cookies. All right. Frozen shoulder sucked, and it took me, for some reason, having a conversation with somebody else recently who's going through it, to put together a list of some of the really cheap and easy things that I discovered in that 11-month period that helped me enormously. I spent thousands of dollars getting some help, and some of it effective, some of it not, and there were a lot of really simple, free to inexpensive things that I could have done that I wish I had known. So I wrote a blog post about it. It has already been shared so many times. I just put it up and it went a bit nuts. So I want you to know that it is there in case you need it, or if you know someone who's going through this and you can share it. It's not about therapies. It's not about therapies. It's about all these little tips and tricks that I wish I had known. But there's one that I want to share with you right now, because my other shoulder started hinting at freezing. It started giving me signs. It started barking a little bit. It started giving me all these little subtle signs that with my right arm, I completely ignored. And you see how that went. And this time, you better believe it got my full attention. Full attention. It barked once. And I was like, yes, what can I do for you? And this is what I learned. I learned that doing a dead hang, a so-called dead hang, all that means is hang from a bar, doing a dead hang from a bar for 1 to 2 minutes a day can prevent your shoulder from ever freezing up. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health practitioner. I am just somebody who's trying to stay moving and like be able to wash their own hair and put on a bra all by themselves. Like, that's all I want. I'm not a guru. I'm just a woman who wants to fasten her own bra. I am sharing these resources with you in that vein. But there was a doctor named Dr. John Kirsch, and he wrote a simple little book about why this works. Now, I'll share the book with you, but they also have a video on the Kirsch Institute website that just explains it for free, so I'll share that too. But it explains why the simple act of hanging opens your shoulder up and can prevent frozen shoulder in the first place and or speed up your recovery. Don't do this if you're in the frozen stage. P.S. If you are experiencing frozen shoulder right now, it goes, ouch, pain. Then it freezes and it's excruciating, and then it thaws. Thaw is no joy either. But when you're in that frozen stage, this is not recommended. I am talking to people who are at the very beginning or at the end, or people who never want this to ever happen to them. Hang from a monkey bar. More usefully, grab one of those bars that you can just put in your doorway. They fit in almost any door frame that I have ever seen. These pull-up bars, of course, I'll link to it, but they're under $30 from what I can see on Amazon. For under $30, you can just plop one of those in a doorway and hang for 1 to 2 minutes a day. I'm going to stop talking about this, but my mind was blown. I'm just out here to share things with you that you don't have to go hunting for that took me a year to figure out myself. Oh, P.S. My son graduated from college. Remember the little guy that I interviewed years ago on this podcast? And then remember when I cried to you because I dropped him off in Paris for half a year and I didn't know where he was or what he was doing, like literally ever? Well, he graduated from college. Big milestone. His dad, okay, my son's dad, I don't call him my ex-husband. He is, in fact, my former husband. But I don't like referring to him in relation to me. I think it's rude. Or not fitting. Anyway, he is my son's father, and he and his family, plus my husband and I, and of course my family, we all had a party together, and it was so great. It was so great. It was such a celebration. But also, it was just so cool for Braden to have both of his parents there and our families. And I don't mean that this is ideal. I just mean for the circumstances, it was absolutely optimal and lovely. So if anyone is trying to figure out how to make any situation like that work, just know there is hope, and it is totally, totally worth it to invest in a long-term view of your relationships, especially if you are co-parenting. All right, just a little tiny update for you. Okay, there's one more thing I want to tell you, and it is actually, it's like one huge, big disaster that is my life right now. I am a hot mess right now, and I like to be positive on the show. I like to come to you with my best self, because the whole reason for this show to exist is for us to keep striving to be just a tiny bit better every single day, right? Why would I come to you and be negative? Like, what good is that doing? And at the same time, you guys are my people, and I sometimes need to share things with you. And also, I don't want to be idealistic ever. I don't want to give you some false notion of perfection. I don't think I do that. Like, how could you listen to me and think, yeah, that's what perfection sounds like. Anyway, I am kind of going through it in a way that feels sort of like I brought it on, but also I don't know how to fix it. Let me tell you what I mean. Okay, backstory. I broke my teeth when I was a teenager. I will not walk you through the injury, but nobody else was involved. It was just me. Just me. It involved swimming, a pool, a side of a pool. I'm not going to go into it. You don't need to hear about my injury and get the heebie-jeebies, but I broke my grown-up front teeth. Very bad, very yuck. What that means is my front two teeth are fake. So sometimes you'll hear me on the show and I'm like lisping, or I just sound like I have something in my mouth or something like that. And it's because something's happened with this situation that has been around for many, many, many years, because things eventually happen. And one of the things that happened was, now put a pin in the teeth for just a second, I think I mentioned that I've been having a little sciatica situation. Now, I hate telling you guys about this stuff because A, it's just embarrassing. It feels like a personal failure. But also, like, I'm not trying to be out here like midlifeinjuries.com. Like, that's not who I'm trying to be in my life. Not for me, not for you, not nothing. And I don't like giving energy into injuries, but this is just what is going on. It's what I'm dealing with. And if any of this can be of value to somebody else, then great. Great. Take it. But please picture this. Never had sciatica before. Did not know I had a bulging disc or a herniated disc or a disc that is not playing by the rules in my back. But I do and I did. And sciatica, in case you don't know, is just when something puts pressure on the sciatic nerve. And great news for us, the sciatic nerve is the longest nerve in your entire body, and it runs from your lower back down to your feet. So if it gets a little irritated or a lot irritated, it can be pretty uncomfortable to medieval torture levels, anywhere in between. So this happens to me. I am shocked. I have no idea what's going on. I thought it was 10 different things before I figured out what it was. And I had about a week where I really almost couldn't move. And why am I laughing? So can't move, but trying, right? Like, my husband was on a conference call and he saw me like sort of army crawling down the hall on just my arms. This is why am I telling you this? Okay. So I also, like, a girl's got to eat. I don't know about you. Sometimes things happen and people lose their appetites. I am not that girl. No matter what happens, I'm not losing my appetite. I can be, maybe if I'm really, 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 really sick, but that's about it. Like, stressed, not losing my appetite. Happy, not losing my appetite. Sad, tragically sad, not losing my appetite. Well, here I am, and the bottom half of me is not working, not losing my appetite. So I sort of drag myself into the kitchen, and I am eating, and this is important, I'm eating guacamole. Why does this matter? Because I was having, my friends, an extremely soft meal. It was guacamole, and my front teeth fell out. Yeah, they broke. So my front teeth broke on guacamole and kind of fell out. Now remember, they're fake. They're crowns. They're not real. I broke them when I was a child or a teenager. And so a little bit of tooth is there, but it's covered up by a whole lot of fake. Right. So my two front teeth fall out. And I don't know if you've ever dreamed about your teeth falling out, but yes, it's just like that. And it was a Saturday. So I'm already not moving, except obviously to feed. And then I'm eating the softest food and my front teeth come out of my head. And I would like to repeat, it was a Saturday. So I start calling dentists, and nobody, why would they answer? It's a Saturday. Why would anyone be at a dental practice on a Saturday? That doesn't exist. My husband comes home and I'm like in a ball and I'm going, don't look at me, don't look at me, don't look at me, don't look at me. And he's like, right. He gets to the bottom of what's going on and reminds me that one of my besties who lives very nearby is in the dental industry. And she comes over. I love women friends. I love my girlfriends. I don't think I would have let anyone else do this to me. But my dear friend lays me on the sofa, puts my head in her lap, and puts my teeth back in my head. Like, I don't know how. They broke off, but they didn't break into crumbles. So she puts them back on. And they were skanky, you know, but they were there. They were present until I got help on Monday morning. All right. So now we've got the sciatica. We've got no front teeth. Literally had to cancel a conference that I was supposed to go to. And I'm like, I pissed somebody off in the universe. Like, my mercury is in the microwave or whatever that's called. And I don't know what is going on, but I really need to have like a little tete-a-tete with myself and figure out what is going on with me. Now, That was in March, and it has been a journey. So now I am talking to you, a couple things. I am talking to you with clear aligners on. I have to wear aligners to sort out my bite so that my teeth stop breaking, blah, 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 blah. But clear aligners, the brand name for some of them is Invisalign, but they have a lot of competition now. These are not Invisalign. These are just clear aligners. First of all, let me just say, they're great. People can't really see them, and they're also not great, and people don't talk about this enough. They seem so easy, but they're not. It's like wearing a mouth guard, a night guard, a hockey teeth protector at all times. You take them out to eat, but you can drink in them, and you are meant to wear them 22 hours a day. I have the bottoms in. I had to take the top out because I can't speak. Like, I definitely sound like I have something in my mouth. And yeah, they're great. They're better than braces. They're better than metal braces, which I have had 2 times. I had metal braces as a teenager, and then I had a very, very sexy pair of metal, full metal jacket braces up and down, top and bottom, when I was 36. Don't be jealous of me. Don't be jealous. Now, when they were like, you've got to fix this bite, I looked at them like, are you out of your mind? Like, do you know how much money I've already spent fixing my bite and how much vanity I have sacrificed fixing my GD bite? Like, what? So we went with clear, which, by the way, are the same price now as my braces were 10 years ago. So just bear that in mind. I thought that was interesting. But yeah, pros and cons there. We're not doing a good, bad, and yummy on clear, invisible aligners. But if you have any questions about that, or if you'd just like to give me a pep talk, you know where to find me. But this is all to say that sometimes we go through seasons. And even though I'm having this little interesting season, someone is always, always having a season that is 1 million times worse. I will recover. I will fix my teeth. I have the resources to fix my teeth. Isn't that amazing? My back is driving me insane, but I can now run again. And after I run, I have to do the vibration plate before I run. Then I run. Then I come back and hang from a bar, and then I do the vibration plate again. So it's like a part-time job, this. Yeah, midlifeinjuries.com. But. The comparison to other people's problems, I don't think is useful when you're going through something, except to the extent that a little dose of perspective can definitely be helpful. You're allowed to be bummed out by your circumstances, okay? Just because there are people who are truly, truly suffering in ways that we cannot even fathom living the lives that we do, that does not mean that your experience isn't real and your experience doesn't deserve a little bit of recognition and focus from you so that you can move through it. But of course, it's also very useful to just gain perspective so you don't become too self-focused on all that is troubling you. All of this to say, I'm having a little bit of a season. I'll get out of it. But learning about sciatica and how to fix what's going on with me without surgery has been a journey. And if you want any of those resources, let me know. And maybe I'll put together a blog post like I did for the frozen shoulder stuff. Meantime, the last thing I'll say is I'm buying all these little things to help me. So I'm buying a hip hook to stretch my psoas and my iliacus. And I bought an inversion table so I can hang upside down and decompress. And do you know what I'm using to buy these things? I'm using Facebook Marketplace. I'm getting this stuff for like $20. I got an inversion table for free. So I just wanted to put in a little plug for Facebook Marketplace. Not that they need it from me, but just a small reminder that we do not have to buy new. We do not have to buy everything from Amazon. Hop on there, be wary, a lot of scams on there, but just know that there's so many pre-owned things that you can buy and save a buck and keep it out the landfill. All right, we were all over the place. Let me remind you, we talked about Oura Ring, we talked about mixed results, but I do have a $40 coupon if you want one or you've been wanting one or one of your loved one wants one or whatever. 2, spirulina. Try it. Just try it. Add it to your diet. My nails grow so well. My eyes are so white. Maybe that's why. We don't know. Recipes. There are going to be 10 recipes for you. All of them are stupid easy, and they're going to be at onairella.com. Finally, a little life update and just a reminder that sometimes shitstorms come in seasons. If you're going through a season, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I appreciate your company. And if you're not going through a season, enjoy it and be grateful and know that no matter what, I love you. Okay, if you enjoyed today's show, please share it with someone you care about. And be sure to check out our new YouTube channel and head to onairella.com for today's show notes. You can also learn about how to work with me there, onairella.com. And I would love to hear from you, so if you DM me on Instagram, I promise I will reply. P.S. All the links you need for us to connect are right here in your podcast app in the description for today's episode. Check them out. Thanks for listening, and thanks for inspiring me. You are, quite simply, awesome.